Thank you for waiting. Be welcome to the teleconference of Eternit S.A. about the results of the first quarter of 2013. Present with us, Hélio Martins, CEO and Investor Relations Director. At this time, all lines are in a listen-only mode. Later, there will be a question and answer session, and instructions to participate will be given at that time. If you need assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. This conference call is being broadcasted live on www.eternit.com.br/IR. A slide presentation is also available on this site. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Actual performance could differ materially from those anticipated in any forward-looking comment as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Hélio Martins, Eternit CEO and Investor Relations Director. Please, Mr. Hélio, you can proceed. Thank you. Good morning, all. Thank you for your participation in this teleconference with Eternit to assess the results of the first quarter of 2013. I thank you for the presence of the president, the chairman of the board of directors, and the people that are accompanying me at this conference. In the third page, we have here the highlights of the first quarter versus the first quarter of 2012. Crizotil mineral reduction of 17.4%. This due to the difficulty in the ports. We were not able to ship the amount that we intended to. So there is a volume of 17.4 reduction. Fiber cement, growth of 6.9%. Very good for Eternit and for the sector. There were a moment of demand that was that increased. On the other hand, we had the concrete tiles retraction of 13.4%. We can say that this retraction was due to the changes in economy, which is the case of Pergola, one of our main customers for high standard. And we have some changes in demand because it sometimes there is a problem with the premium services like the one that we serve. We have a net consolidated revenue of 211.3 million, growth of 0.5%, a growth margin of 40%, reduction of 5 percentage points. But the growth of the decrease in exported volume was that made this. The EBITDA has a reduction of 16%, also due to a less export. That gave us a margin of 18% due to the same reason. The net income reached 21.5 million, a retraction of 28.2%, the same reason. In investment, we reached 17.8 million in the quarter, an evolution of 264.2%, and those were investments in CSC, which is our ceramic sector, and new businesses. We also have the implementation of the 13th unit of Eternit Group in Manaus. We are going to talk about it later on. And the launch of Tegula Prime, the prime tile, that is a high standard tile that only Tegula has in Brazil. In page 4, we have the portfolio of the companies of Eternit Group. We highlight Eternit in itself, Precom, and that has also fiber cement, and Tegula, that is a concrete tile sector. We had an occupation of 2013 of of 80%, and now Tegula with 60% of the capacity, Selma with 100%, and we all, but this is due to the fact that we invested a lot and we increased in 60% its capacity. And due to that, we have more ociosity. But anyway, we can see the mineral chrysotile. It appears as it is in nature, and then benefited later on chrysotile mineral, and that's the way that it gets to the Brazilian customers and in the world. In page 6, we have portfolio for roofs, fiber cement tiles, concrete tiles, and metallic tiles, and this allows the one of the largest and most complete industries in the country, and this is the portfolio. In page 7, we have a portfolio for Tegula's accessories, which makes it the most important company in its industry. It has 18% participation in the sector, and has both accessories and complementary roofing. On page 8, we have portfolio for construction systems, components, polyethylene water tanks. Page 9. Portfolios for bathrooms. We have bathroom chinaware and lavatory seats. Those are premium products. Today, Eternit is amongst the five most important suppliers for chinaware, bathroom chinaware in the world, even if we have to use the capacity of third parties. So 90% of our products are made today by our partner, which are the organizations from Colombia. And this portfolio is a portfolio with excellent quality products with a very specific specification. Portfolio for bathroom, we have a metal line for bathroom fittings that goes to luxury. For kitchen as well, we have metal fittings that is very important range and on page 12, this is a concrete prime tiles that makes an excellent finishing with a reposition of residues and dust that is very low, and in terms of visual, it gives a very big highlight to the roofing. Now let's talk about the operational performance, talking about the sales of chrysotile mineral. On page 14, we have here the production that I showed you in the market for export of 34.6% due to the problem in the ports to ship our products, and a little decrease of 1.7 in this sector. The exports also affect the decrease of 17.4%. The volume is also due to exports. Basically, what let Firma sell less was the question of exports. Fiber cement, we have an increase of 3.9 in the quarter, but one thing is the sales of fiber cement products that grew 6.9. When we talk about a decrease in the market of 1.7, those are variations of from one quarter to the other. That doesn't mean that there wasn't a considerable demand. So 6.99 in the growth shows a reaction in the sector of fiber cement. We can even consider that sometimes that people that were buying fiber cement with that were more added value due to the question of economy have decided to for fiber cement that has a better demand. We should consider that this decrease of summer due to the port problems, it's going to be taken back in the next quarters, because since we are regulating these problems, we are going to take back in the next quarters and the volume that we lost in the first quarter. But in concrete tiles, as I already told you, there was a decrease of 13.4%, And we attribute this to the sector in itself, but we have a trend of recovery for this sector. Well, the financial performance, we had net revenue that is consolidated, very stable. Even though there was a decrease in the concrete tiles, we could maintain stable the net revenue. Remembering that in the year we grew from 2012 to 2013, we grew 12.8%. The composition of net revenue, the breakdown, we have a comparison with 2007 and the first quarter of 2013. And when we compare the first quarter of 2013 and 2012, we have we have 51.6 in the 2012, and quarter per quarter, the Crisotil in the first quarter, it's the last year was 30.8, and the new business had presented 17.6 to 2013. When we put 2007 for us to have a comparison of where we left in terms of revenue breakdown, and then after the diversification plan and the performance today. In page 20, we have a composition of the cost per for the breakdown for a segment: fiber cement, Crisotil mineral, and concrete tiles. The most significant are the raw materials. When we went to minerals, materials in terms of energy, materials, workforce is 40%. For concrete tiles, we have raw material and workforce, and other indirect costs are the most representative ones. The page 21, our EBITDA. Even though in 2011 for 2012 we grew 31.6% in the quarter for 2013 to 2012, we have 16% decrease. The main impact, negative, as I said, was due to exports, a very significant loss in the quarter. But there is a trend of recovery in the next quarters. Without any problems. This was due to the port, but the demands are kept, so it was mainly a logistic factor. So we have the net income on page 22. There was an increase of 16.3% from 11 to 12 in the first quarter, 12 and 13, due to the less exports and expenses with the problem of CSC. And there was the less financial result due to the factor in deposits and applications. In page 23, we have the behavior of our margins. Due to the exports, we have a minimum performance desirable of gross margin. We have the EBITDA below of what would be our expectation for minimum performance, a margin of 18% in the net margin. We stayed in a minimum that we consider of desirable performance of 10%. What do I say when I talk about minimum performance? 40 in gross margin, 20 in EBITDA, and 12 in net margin. This is what we intend to have, and we believe that the decrease in EBITDA due to less exports and expenses of the activities. Those are the two factors, less exports and higher expenses outside the activity. This forced the EBITDA margin below what was expected. But we work with trends that we might recover this. When I talk about 40% and 20%, it is minimum desirable performance, but we see a history of margins that are much better than this, so we have a trend to improve that. On page 25, we have here the capital expenditures for 2013. So for the improvement of the industrial park, it was already commented about. So we are going to prepare all our plans to be high technology. That means that they could produce with asbestos and without asbestos. And we should take all the required measures, because independent from the discussion that we are making, we understand that the market might offer us the two demands, and we should be prepared in all units to offer what the market desires to buy. So it's a forecast for this year of 46 million, 32 million for the area of new businesses. We are re-including the new plant of Manaus, as other investments that we expect to have, as 60 million for CSC. What we have spent in the first quarter, it's from 8, 5, and 4 for of the 16 million. And talking about our ceramic industry and China, bathroom Chinaware plant in Ceará, Corona, it's a unit for the production of Chinaware. This site was conceived to be a multi-product site. For you to have a notion, we have 400,000 square meters of the port, and our unit is going to use less than 100,000 square meters. So in the future, we might have other industrial operations in that site, and the bathroom Chinaware is the first one. We forecast that next year we're going to start operating. And the board of directors and of Eternit and Corona will visit the site this month. And we are rigorous within the schedule. And we understand that we are going to start operations as it's forecasted in the process. It's an investment to build a site of an order of 100 million for a capacity of 1.5 million pieces per year, and concluding the works in December 2013. For you to have an idea of the schedule of this works, in our website we are putting pictures almost every 10 days, every 5 days, so our shareholders can follow the rhythm of investment. So we have a forecast of revenue of between 130 and 150 million when we are in full operation, with a forecast of start with 230 employees. We have started to put the machines, and we are already training people to start operations. In page 27, we have installation of the Amazonas unit. So it's a unit for research, development, production of inputs and construction materials in the city of Manaus. Have a forecast of investment of 100 million. It will be a short and medium term. It's going to be in 1 year and a half we're going to start operation. And preferably, we are going to use the capacity of third parties for the project of Manaus. From the two plants, we have investments to build a plant in Ceará of 100 million. And probably we're going to have an OPEX value when it starts to perform. In the case of Manaus, We have an investment of 240 million to put the plant to work. So let's talk about capital markets. In page 29, just reminding you, in April we had the election of the board, and we have a new tax board. And for us and for our government, so we believe it's very important. And so today we have a fiscal board. We have external auditing. We have a committee for controllership and auditing, and internal auditing. So I believe that by having this fiscal council internal and external auditing and controllership, we have a very high security level of operations. I would like to highlight the continuity of our board of directors that has been very much aligned with the future of our businesses. It's a board that is directed by Sergio Alexandre Mileiro, that is present with us, and he is the chairman of the board. Lirio Parisotto, myself, I am part of the board of directors. Luiz Bazzi Filho, Marcelo Munhoz Auricchio, Luiz Terepins, and Benedito Carlos Dias da Silva. So until April next year, we were elected. And for the board of auditors, we elected Charles René, Paulo Henrique, and Edson Carvalho de Oliveira Filho. I should remind you that we have 84.4% where the participation of the portfolio of shareholders are individuals. That is almost 60% of our shareholders' portfolio. On page 30, I would like to talk about policy of remuneration. We are always putting to yourself that Tenichi is a company that doesn't have any debts. This is the great thing that we could have. As I said to you, this year we stopped acquisitions, starting to concentrate in the plant of Ceará, in the preparation of our plants, in the structuration of our research and development. But we will think about new acquisitions from next year on. So I believe that we don't have debts yet. We will have a chance of contracting debts futurely if we find opportunities of investment to give a better lip of quality. So the payout today, this year, is 83%. We have kept a path that is for 20 cents per every quarter. And this payout changes according to the result. Of course, we have a moment of a payout of 63% when the result was very good, and some moments where we have a shy result, this is 83%. But we have assured a very regular policy of remuneration. In page 31, I believe it's important to talk about the performance of our shares. So considering 76 months or 6 years and 4 months, we have shareholders that acquired our share in December 2006 and sold in April 2013, so stayed with 76 months. They had a gain of value of the share in dividend phase. It has an increase of 28.6% per year. Without thinking about those that have reinvested in the dividends in the shares of Eternity. If he did this, he will gain even more than this. But those that did not reinvest and acquired in December 2006 and sold in April 2013 had 25.7% a year. So this has presented a very good growth and very good perspective of for future businesses. In our day-to-day, we try to understand the reasons for our shareholders to invest in our shares. And what we know about the conversations with the shareholders, because we have a very close conversation, a very open conversation with our shareholders, and we give a lot of importance to this relation with the investors. So people are very welcome to talk to the company individually or in group conversations. So we are always very transparent. And in our conversations, we have listened the reasons for people to invest in our shares. So what we read a lot is the level of governance, the growth in dividends, the vision for the future of the business of the companies, and the success cases to present to the market, and for the strength of the brand that it wants to grow, the experience, the knowledge, and for the logistics that this brand has in the distribution of construction materials. Because when you talk about diversification, this this word is very, it's seen not very very good way in our market. But it's we expand our portfolio, not our businesses. It's a diversification of our portfolio because we are talking about to diversify, to act in a model that we don't have in Brazil and in the world. What we have are monoproduct big companies. So we had fiber cement, the for paint, floor, cement. But this model of having being large from the floor to roofing, this is a model of Eternit. And we intend in long term to make this strategy our differential to give another leap of quality. So I would like to remind you that when we start this project, the company had a revenue of 500 million, and now in 3 years, after the implementation of the program, we doubled the revenue of the company. And obviously, due to questions of economic crisis and turmoils, etc., that we face here and outside, we grew even more, much higher than the Brazilian floor, but it's very shy regarding compared to the other ones that we had before. But we prefer to do this with safety than losing money. So the growth requires us to be there, but very cautious in terms of investment. Let's talk about the scenario, what we see even before the comments about the difficulties that the Brazilian economy is facing today in the world and in Brazil. And for the next 3 years, we intend to take back the growth. But talking directly to our sector, we have some indicators that are very important. The credit line has showed to be stable with some growth. Credit for the housing sector. We have a purchasing power that is kept and stable. We should take a lot of attention to the unemployment rate. So if we talk about this quarter, we would see a little decrease at the level of employment, not very concerning, but this might be a trend. So this concerns us because when we have a employment rate that is stable, or even growing the number of offers of jobs, posts, this means sales and consumption. So we should pay attention to the behavior of this rate. In page 35, we put a graph to show the behavior of Brazilian GDP to compare to the growth consolidated revenue of Eternit. So if we look along the last 10 years, we started in 2008, but if we look back 10 years, the comparative, we have the GDP construction growing more than the Brazilian GDP, and the growth of GDP much higher than the GDP for construction. So this shows that we made investments at the right time, and we are preparing ourselves to grow again, and we are growing above the GDP for construction. If we look at 2013, we have a projection of 1.8 for construction GDP. For civil construction, we have a projection for Brazil of 3.1, but we have already 1.1. So the realized of Eternit today is 1.1, while the PIB of construction for the year is 1.8 projected. So we are very happy with this indicators in the sense that we intend to have a result that is much better than the construction GDP. On page 37, we should not forget about the question of our mineral. I should remind those that do not know the subject that the activity with Cruzotil is the rule regulated by the federal law 9055 and by the decree 2350. We have two types of asbestos. We have amphibolous, that is responsible for the most part of the disease in the world, that we have antibolyl, that is another family of asbestos. And we have a composition that is different from amphibolyls. The Brazilian asbestos have a high concentration of magnesium. So it's our white mineral. And it's, when inhaled, it stays 2.4 days maximum in our lungs. And that reduces the aggressivity. While we have amphibolyls, that stays up to 1.5 years. It's a long fiber. The mineral base is iron. And when inhaled, it stays 1.5 years. That makes it 500 times more toxic and aggressive to human health than chrysotile. I should remind you that all the minerals that you know, metallic, non-metallic, iron, magnesium, all those are toxic. There is no mineral that is not toxic. And what that means that depending on the level of toxicity, you can have an allergy to one or to another. And so if you inhale vapors or dust or anything, you might have problems. So it's not even if it's chrysotile is 500 less toxic than amphibolyl, that doesn't mean that it's not toxic. So I should remind you on page 38, in terms of 55 countries have prohibited asbestos. We are talking about Europe and some countries that are very much related to Europe, or where the European industry has plants. Or countries that have less exposition in the world, they banned asbestos. So after stopping all the demands of products derived from asbestos, and preferably in Europe, they after all the mines have finished production. So this shows that the prohibition stopped to create a new business to. So the developing countries to continue to use asbestos, it's about 150 countries that continue to use asbestos. From those 150 countries, we have the third larger mining industry in the world. So we produce 500,000 million tons. And amongst the countries that banned, we have customers in Argentina and Germany. And we have countries that we are in lack of use but continue to use. It's Canada and the United States. And some us export to them. So asbestos today is 99% to produce fiber cement products with chrysotile asbestos. That is banned almost all over the world and including Brazil. So we have to make a fiber cement roof. The product becomes extremely safe, because the fiber is in the matrix. So with the cement and the chemical reaction with asbestos, it's very difficult for you to have a fiber in nature that could reach our lungs. So this leads us to observation and proof of research that there is nobody sick in the country due to the use of fiber cement tiles. Why? Because there is no lawsuit against Eternity from people from the society or from the industry for people becoming sick because of this. There is no registration of any lawsuit. That there is no proof that the product of fiber cement has made any harm to the population. So the risks that might exist are in the plants that use asbestos in the production. Remembering that this is made in a very safety environment. People that got sick in the productive chain occurred between 1940 and the beginning of the 80s, because after the beginning of the 80s we started to invest strongly in safety, because the risk can become evident for these operations. The legislation started to follow, and the consciousness of entrepreneurs and workers. So the last stages of disease are the beginning of the 80s, and the case more severe of poor cancer or lung or stomach, are states of knowledge in Brazil, and some that have lost suits against the company, were started between 1940 and beginning of the 80s. I should remind you that due to this discussion about health, in the 70 years that the company operates, over 40,000 people have been employees, and we are talking about 86 lawsuits discussing diseases regarding asbestos. In the assessment of our doctor, they have the medical chart of all our employees. They believe that from those these numbers, less than half of those are due to asbestos, and the other half have nothing to do with asbestos. So we are very fine to say that the product is safe for the population, and the operations in the last 30 years has become very safe because we have no cases of disease in the last 30 years. And the research made by doctors linked to the main of the universities of the country, coordinated by CNPq, show that there is no disease amongst the population that use roof without cover in the last years. They don't have any disease in the last 50 years. And the research did not find any disease in mining in the last 30 years. And the cases that were found were before this period, mainly in a mine that was exploited by Saint-Gobain in Bahia that stopped the operations. It operated between 1940 and 1967 and closed the operations in 1957. And in 1967, it started a new mining in the north of Goiás, where it is SEMA presently. And it was a joint operation between Eternit and Saint-Gobain. So this mining is considered the most modern one. It's a mining that is 100% Eternit, and it has an index of 114 for environmental negligence, ISO 9000, and we have all this, the companies that work with us have all the safety, and we have a program of open doors in all activities. So the Millennium Goals, everything we are trying to reach. And these were tools that we looked for to work with excellence in terms of governance and transparency. So today, the Eternit Group, its mining is an example to the world in terms of safety in work environment, mainly in the sector of chrysotile mining. SEMA is seen as one of the best companies to work in. It has an award of the best mining company in the country and the best company to work in Latin America. So an award that was received in Cancun. So a company is not made by numbers only, by the level of governance, the commitment to the practice, and a concern to add value to its shareholders, to generate richness to the country, develop solutions to the society. This is the company that we desire. This is the company that we wish to build along all those 70 years. I could not let apart the question of the Supreme Court. The situation changed a lot. It generated a balance in the discussion of asbestos in Brazil when Marco Aurelio made the open hearing in 24 and 31st August last year, where we could show the position of those that are against and pro, and the conclusion is that both sides are reasonable and discuss question of asbestos. Those that defend and those that want to ban have their own concerns about, but the ones that defend asbestos talk about the present operation, the asbestos that is used in Brazil, the product that is done after asbestos and based on asbestos, and the level of development of the worker in the productive chain. So those believe that we are able to continue producing asbestos in a very safe way, as we have been doing. And the ones that want to ban asbestos, they look at Europe as a lack of success in Europe. But Brazil works 0.2 fibers for the cubic centimeters of air. In Europe, they started 1,500 fibers for a cubic centimeter of air. So they killed a lot of the population. So mainly in sandblasting. So No, the sandblasting, when they mix different fibers of amianto, then synthetic fibers applied with a system of absorption without masks in closed environments of up to 1,500 fibers. Different from our, so contaminating the environment where they had. So Europe used asbestos to thermal comfort, acoustic comfort, without any control. So we defend the activity in Brazil, not just speaking, but with effective practice, with open doors, with ISOs and level of responsibility for export. The countries that use asbestos outside have come to Brazil with regularity to know this model that we have. So SEMA is our proud as a mining company. So I stop here. More information we will have on page 41. We have contact with me, Rodrigo, and Paula. And welcome to the next 70 years. We will be a company that is much bigger than we are today. So I stay here and remain with you for questions and answers. Thank you.
So now we are going to start the questions and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key, followed by the one key, or your touch phone. If any time you would like to remove yourself from the question queue, press star 2. Our first question was received by webcasting from Mr. Luis Henrique from Fabdo. Good morning. So, facing the scenario of Brazilian recovery, the recovery of the volumes of the concrete tires will happen in a short period of time?
Thank you for your question. Tergola is a company that has a great difference in relation to the players of this productive chain. The range of products in its portfolio and due to the model of action, because it sells to resales and sales directly in work sites. So we made a restructuration in the commercial area of Tergola. And Eternity, using synergies with Eternity, we are going to use the products of Tergola for resales and the construction material stores. And they are used directly in the stores. So we believe that with the new strategy of Tergola of making available also concrete tiles in construction sites and construction stores, we could leverage the business of Tergola because we are extremely prepared for a growth of demand for the products. We made an investment, a significant investment there, not only to increase the quantity but to improve the quality and to launch new products such as the Tergola tile roof. So we believe that this recovery is true. It's, of course, in turmoil reasons, fiber cement is the product that sells the most because those that would like to consume high standard concrete tile, because in a moment of more difficulty, they go and buy fiber cement. So it sells a lot because when the economy grows, then they buy another type of tiles. If there's a difficulty, we sell fiber cement. But it's a trend of recovery for Tergola, even for the products that we are selling. Excuse me. Our next question comes from Wesley Bemabi, Banco do Brasil. Good morning. I would like to thank you for the conference. But what will represent the non-shipped volume for the first quarter of 2013? Well, your question is very interesting because this was the factor that affected the most our business in the first quarter of 2013. So it was only a question of shipment. The sales were kept, the volume of production is kept, sales are kept, but this loss was exclusively due to the non-shipment of asbestos at the port. And we understand that we will recover this volume along the next month. So there is no concern regarding that. The orders are kept, And as soon as we regulate the question of the ports, we will go back to the same level of sales. Our next question received by webcast from Vicente Arruda. Congratulations for your presentation. It was very clear. I would like to know a little bit more about the Manaus plant, mainly due to the proximity to the Ceará plant. So they would be complementary, or they want to meet different markets of the north of Brazil, or if we have specific incentives for the implantation of the plant. Vicente, your very opportune question for us to clear out. There are two important initiatives for the group, and it's better that we talk more about it. So there are two different businesses. The first plant for Ceará for fixtures and for bathroom chinaware. So we went to Ceará because we have demand today. The Northeast is where the demand grows the most. We have incentives in Sudene for Northeast. There are perine incentives. We have a proximity to the African continent of 3 days of shipment. We have an offer for shipment between Manaus and the south of Brazil that is very interesting. That would put us very competitive in all regions of the country. And we have practically the trans-northeast in our door, and trans-northeast in our door, at our door. So in medium and long term would be the largest operation of Eternit Group. We are talking about long term, more than 5 years. But remember that my presentations have all welcome to the next 70 years, because we are going to be the largest company for construction materials in this country in the next 70 years. So in the case of Northeast and the case of Manaus, those are two plants that have all the incentives of Manaus, and you know those are incentives forever, and they were extended for more 50 years. This guarantees differentials of costs and production of that in that region, so it's a plan for research, development, and production. For inputs for construction materials and for construction materials, for the present portfolio and for the future portfolio of the company, we have today in Paraná, in our plant, what we can consider the most modern and advanced lab for research and development for fiber cement products. But this is only a lab. But the Manaus operation goes beyond that, because it's a research and production for construction materials. Excuse me, you have another question by webcast by Mr. Tejaida Rosa, a shareholder. How the company intend to stimulate the demand in terms of concrete tiles? Due to the lack of production in installed capacity, so it has a portfolio that, in terms of tiles, have a recent launching that is a success for economic constructions. They have been using in a very significant way, which is big tile. That it's a tile that the competitors don't have. It has a design that the competitors don't have. Tile that Tegula is going to make popular in the new strategy of sales, making available the roof tiles in construction stores. They are basically sold on work sites, but now we are continuing to sell on a distribution material. Eternit is going to sell Tegula products. Besides the strong sales force that Tegula has, Eternit is going to sell Tegula's products in the 15,000 point of sales that Eternit uses for its own products. So I believe it's going to leverage the products of Tegula. And it's interesting that the Tegula, at the same time that it launches a standard tile for such as the big one, it launches the largest added value in the market in the world. It has a German patent. It's an European tire. What is it? It's the same concrete tire that Tegula has, but with a finishing where the tire acquires a polished surface that highlights the color, that avoids dust, and gives a glamorous look to the house. So it's a premium product that the competitors don't have, and in a structure that the competitors don't have either. So the companies remember that with very little capital, when they have to change the molds after 2 years of operation, they have to close the company because the mold is a bigger investment that they made. So even though it's a segment of very large doors to enter, there is no difficulty to enter, and the permanence is very difficult. That's why Tegula is investing a lot and it's growing because it intends to become the largest company in this sector. Today it has 30% of this market. So we believe that with this, we are going to be able to make Tegula different within the strategy of distribution. Excuse me, we have another question by Webcast from Mr. Vicente Arruda. You've commented the intention of the company of growing from floor to roof. So we can conclude in the next future is going to sell tiles such as ceramic tiles and others. It's very interesting question. When we look for spaces of growth, we do in the construction material stores, and the question is very simple: what makes 80% of the result of the stores is 20% of the products that be before them, and 80%. Of the products make 20% of the results. So I believe that it's a niche to start from floor to roof. If it's acting strongly in six segments of the six segments of construction materials, it will cover over 80% of what would be the demand of materials. So I should say the following. So floor is an investment that I like the most, because it's a great income for our sector. There is a right moment to enter. It starts to be more professional, even by the model that is being adopted of taxing this sector. So I believe to the future, this is a product that might be part of our portfolio, as others are very interesting. But those are the segments that I like the most. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, remembering that to ask a question, you should type star followed by the one key. Excuse me, we have another question by webcasting by Tony Coelho. Good morning. What are the logistic alternatives to overcome the problems of ports that you had this quarter? This is a $1 million question. How to solve the port problem? We have some initiatives, private ones in this sense. The government itself opened concessions for new ports, but new terminals in ports that are already existing ports. And this bottleneck is not only due to harbors, but it's also roads and railways. So to get to the ports is the roads are better now, but we have a difficulty that demands a lot of the investment, the infrastructure investment. We are competing with the soya and mining in the harbor. So I believe that by the initiative of the government, private initiatives will bring a solution for this bottleneck, because these are bottlenecks that demand a high investment that it is not at our reach to solve by ourselves. So we hope that the initiative of the government, the private initiative, will solve this bottleneck for us. Excuse me, we have another question by webcasting from Dejair da Rosa, shareholder. What were the problems in Brazilian ports verifying the first quarter? What are the expectations for, to solve in case they are not, have not, have not been solved? As I already answered, the question was more product than ships. Not more product than ships, but more product than port capacity to ship. The queue to get to the terminals to put inside the ships. The ships stayed at 60,000 reais a day awaiting products because of the trucks in the queue. So it's bottleneck of terminals to put the products within the ships. This was the bottleneck. That is, there are no ports in Brazil. Excuse me, you have another question received by webcasting by Jorge Araújo, shareholder. It is programmed the continuity of the judgment of asbestos. Thank you and congratulations for the administration. Very good question. Thank you, even because in my speech I did not talk exactly this question of judgment and sentencing. So after the public hearing in August, the 31st of October, we made the first plenary session to sentence the question of asbestos. And we had the vote of Marco Aurelio and the judge Iris Brito. Marco Aurelio made a brilliant vote because he was the one that conducted the public hearing. He had all the information. So he had a brilliant vote saying that the competence for this activity is federal and not of the state. Obviously, he based himself on the question of the Constitution, of what our Constitution says, and this is the responsibility of the federal government, but he approached the question of the safety and health, and it was an incredible vote. Minister Iris Brito, in a contrary position based only on the process in itself, he didn't have the opportunity to hear the doctors, scientists, workers, and public entities in the debate. So I believe that Marco Aurelio was in conditions to give a much better vote because he was there. And we did not conclude there. The voting was not concluded. So we interrupted the votes with the one vote pro and the other one con. So there is no forecast for when this subject will go back to be voted. So what we have been doing is that we have been following in a series of important themes that have to be judged. And in a certain way, it's not even in the agenda of that are soon to be judged. But anyway, there is no forecast, but at the same time, it can might happen at any time. Obviously, that the companies have been working, demonstrating the rigor in this process, the safety of the processes, the program Open Doors, in the sense of showing to the society that a decision of asbestos would be, to ban asbestos would be a wrong decision. So we should await. It's not in our hands. When it's going to be decided, but we are always prepared, and so when it's going to be judged, we can, with our lawyers and our people that follow us, we can get to the position of what is the Brazilian position to the judgment of the Supreme Court. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, in case there is another question, please press star followed by the one key. I have another question by webcasting by Anderson Bortolotto, real investor. How is it that you see the consolidation of retail of civil construction through the home sector? Do you believe that we are going to have less margin, for example, due to marketing, product, and modifications amongst those companies? What would be the strategy in relation to these channels of sales? Anderson. there are two myths that I would like to put to you. One of the myths is people believe that civil construction in Brazil passed through the construction companies. And the other myth is that the civil construction and the distribution of materials in Brazil passed through the home centers. We are talking about a continental country where that, so we have 150,000 stores in the country. When you talk about the volume of materials distributed by home center, is the same relation that you have that the civil construction passed by the construction companies. The home center is important for the suppliers because it's a big window for its brand and its strategy of launching. It's so important to be present in the home center for your brand, etc. But it's not there that there is a distribution of construction material. It's not there there are the margins of the construction companies. For much to the contrary, to have a product in to have a portfolio in the stock of the home center, you pay. You do not win. You have to pay advertisement, restructuring of point of sales, we have to guarantee a minimum margin, etc. So I would say the following. Why Eternity has a consistent revenue, 1,500 point of sales with a less of credit of 0.04% of what it can have as a credit, is that that's the loss. So the small and medium-sized stores is distributed the most in the country, and they generate margins. Home centers are extremely important for us, and we try to be there, but there is a cost to be there. So you have to put in so you have to pay to stay there. So it's the catwalk of the construction material. It's a way for to leverage the brand, but the profit and the turnaround is not there. If you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by the one key. Excuse me, if there is no more questions, I would like to pass the floor to Hélio Martins for the final consideration. I would like to thank you all for participating in this teleconference. As I said in the beginning, Sergio Alessandro Medeiros is the chairman of the board, participated with us. He accompanies very closely the business of the companies. Rodrigo, which is the director of relations with investors, and whatever we have not disclosed here, he would be able to tell you about. I also say that the model of relationship we have with our shareholders is not a simple relationship of investor with the company, but a relationship that we start to awake the feeling of being the owner of the business. The management of the company has participation in the capital of the company. There was a period of 3 or 4, but talk about recovery of energy in the world level is the same as talking about dollars. So what I would like to let clear for you is that the administration of this company will be always giving the best of its capacity, of its dedication, of its commitment to add value to the company, protect the interests of the shareholders, and make business grow, as a clear policy of distribution of our profitability. I invite you to visit the headquarters of the company, go to our mining company, so you can see in the floor of our units what's the feeling of the 2,500 workers and of the group that makes our business grow. So thank you, and see you in the next teleconference. The teleconference of Eternit S.A. is finished. We thank you for your participation, and have a good afternoon. Thank you.